Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding, I Need Your Love here on iRadio. So, a couple of weeks ago, right, it was in the pipeline. Is there anybody in iRadio who would like to interview Ellie Goulding? And I said, yes, absolutely. Please, please, please choose me. So, a little bit earlier on, I got the opportunity to sit and talk face to face with Ellie Goulding and have a chat all about her new music and, of course, her upcoming album and the whole lot. And even though I was having a little bit of a fangirl moment, this is what it sounds like. I managed to compose myself for just enough of time to have a pretty nice conversation. So here it is.
It's absolutely fantastic to be having a chat to Ellie Goulding. I am super excited to be talking to you. I remember seeing you quite a few years ago in Galway City. I bought some merchandise and everything. So it's a bit amazing having the chance to chat to you today.
Suddenly that's come back to me now since you mention it. It's very rare for me to like remember something, but it's all kind of, it's all coming back to me. That was fun. That was a fun gig.
So yeah, I've seen you a couple of times in between that, but I think that was the very first time that I saw you. But thank you so much for joining me on the show. It's great to be talking to you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me. It's good to be back.
Absolutely. Of course, you've got a brand new single out, which we're delighted to be playing here on iRadio. How does it feel to have new music out? I'd say it's exciting getting to promote it and a new feel and a new vibe.
It feels good. It feels, you know, it's so nice to be here still making music, doing the thing that I love. I think that's just the ultimate blessing that I get to do that. And I'm doing it for a long time. It's, you know, obviously the pandemic kind of took a few, it felt like it kind of ripped a few years away from us of you know, productivity and anything normal, really. And so I felt like that kind of simultaneously slowed things down and sped things up. I don't know how that even works, but I didn't get to tour with my last album. I didn't get to really have a connection with my fans. I tried to keep up with them as much as possible, but it's really hard to figure out how people are responding to your album without actually being on tour, without seeing the reaction to the songs live. And so that I struggled with that. And it's so nice to feel like I am just fully connected with people with this music. And you know, the idea that this song, Like a Savior, I wrote it a couple of years ago during the pandemic, and it's so nice to just now hear it on the radio and it be played out there. And it was specifically like a direct reaction to everything that was going on, because I just wanted to write sort of uplifting dance tracks, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I remember interviewing somebody quite a few weeks ago, and I think nothing is kind of the same since we all went through the pandemic. You know, no. I've had friends that have, you know, they've had babies kind of during the pandemic, and I'm sure you were the same as well. And it's trying to navigate life, and you kind of realize that we're going back to the same jobs and we're going back to the same type of life, but it's all different. So I'd imagine, you know, as an artist and as a musician, getting back out there and, you know, feeling the crowd and back to festival season and all of that, sometimes we're a little bit like, hang on a minute, wait, we just need to ease ourselves back into it, give us a chance.
Yeah, I think that actually having a baby helped me with that, because you have no choice, but when I was pregnant, certainly I had no choice but to take a step back and to relax a bit, and I spent a lot of days just walking out by myself. I was spent a lot of days like baking. It was a very sort of, you know, that time in lockdown where you just didn't really know what to do with yourself. And I was writing the book at the time as well, but I was kind of hiding my pregnancy. So it's kind of bizarre, but quite peaceful time. When I had Arthur, I went straight back to the studio way too soon. When I look back at, I was looking at pictures last night on my phone, and I was looking at some pictures that were sent to me, I think by Arthur's granny, that were like, oh, you know, he's missing you. And he was only like 3 weeks old.
Yeah.
And I was already back in the studio. And when I think how small he was and how, you know, how young he was, that like, I can't believe that I left him behind to go and work. But I just went into kind of survival mode. I think we all did that, you know, where we thought, right, we have to sort of kickstart ourselves back into reality and normalcy. But I don't think that was, I don't know if that's necessarily has been helpful, because I think we all are still processing the you know, the trauma of it. It was a traumatic thing to suddenly be taken away from people and to be stuck in a house. It's just, we can't pretend that it was a normal thing, I think. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. You touched on a really great point there as well about, you know, trying to get back into things and trying to be like, okay, well, I need to get... Do you find that in the industry sometimes? It's changed so much. I find, especially with radio, it's almost like you have no downtime because you've got your laptop in front of you. You've got your phone in front of you. You know, it always like... It seems like you're always switched on. And even though in a time maybe 10 or 15 years ago, you know, it was the done thing where an artist would take some time off because you tour so extensively. And there's festival after festival and gig after gig, that now almost in this world of social media where we all have our phones on all the time, it's like we consume so much content. There's so much pressure there for people to keep going. Come on, we need another single. We need another album. We need another Instagram or a reel or something like that.
Yeah. Well, the kind of the current, what it feels like the current like... rate of consumption at the moment is so high and so intense that it's almost like you have to get on the train and it doesn't stop, and you feel like when you get off the train, you know, you become invisible. And I think that's what a lot of artists and people in the creative world are struggling with, because yeah, it feels like you can't ever have a rest from it. There's always somebody wanting a new video or a new song or a new snippet of something or a new outfit or makeup, or it's like constant consumption and constant need for like gratification of taking things in, and so I imagine our concentration is probably struggling a bit. I think that we can only focus on things for like 15 to 30 seconds at a time before we want to move on to the next thing. And I'm curious how that's going to play out, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I don't know how healthy it is for us. I think that it probably is making us more anxious, and it is making artists feel like they have to constantly make things, maybe at a lower quality as well. Mm-hmm. Because there's not enough time to really, or you feel like you can't go away and put your sort of time and concentration into something that you truly love. Because also, you know, I think all of our attention spans are decreasing, not just people consuming, I think people who are making stuff too. So I'm really curious to see how that is going to play out, to be honest.
Definitely. I saw that you were in studio recently with Calvin Harris. Of course, you're no stranger to making music together. Is that something that we can look forward to on the new album, or is it something a little bit further down the field?
It's not on the new album, but it's coming out soon. I'm pretty sure he wants to release it soon, which I'm very excited about. It's good to get back together with him, good to get back in the studio. You know, we clearly have like a good thing together, so we thought, yeah, why the hell not?
Definitely. Is there any hints as to what kind of track it's going to be? You know, is there a music video in the pipeline or anything like that?
I think we will do a video, yeah. The song, it's very us, but I don't know. I'm curious. It's also a little bit different. It's maybe not what people will expect, but we'll see. We'll see.
Absolutely. I'm always curious as to, it was only when I was interviewing somebody a couple of months ago, I said, how do these things come about? And somebody said, oh, it's quite often just a WhatsApp and says, hey, I've got some studio time. Do you fancy popping in? And, you know, just two friends catching up and, you know, the whole world gets a brand new dance track or, you know, something to listen to. So I think it's lovely that these things happen kind of quite organically.
My New Year's resolution is to be much more collaborative and to get in the studio with other people, because you never know what's, you know, even the most unlikely person. People always say, who do you want to collaborate with the most? And I'm like, well, you know, there's loads of artists I'd love to work with, but I also am very open-minded to working with people that perhaps I wouldn't usually go for. You just never know what's going to come out of it. So I'm going to be a lot more open-minded, I think.
Definitely. I know you mentioned that you've got a gig coming up in London, I think, in the next couple of days and stuff. Is this going to be one of the first times that you're kind of back on stage in front of a crowd and just, you know, kind of getting back into the swing of things of performing and you know, the new album and track and stuff?
Yeah, it's been a while since I've played in London, and I'm excited to play the new songs. I haven't really played them before. So yeah, I have no idea what to expect. I think a lot of hardcore fans, a lot of amazing dedicated fans are coming from across the world to see these shows. And so I need to put on a bloody good show for them, don't I?
Well, as having seen you quite a few times, Ellie, I don't think anybody's going to be disappointed. But listen, thank you so, so much for giving me your time. It's such a pleasure to talk to you about the new album and the new track. And I wish you all the success with the new album and the new music. And I hope to see you really, really soon.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.